And welcome to Conversations That Count with Rob Brown. We're continuing our series with social media experts. I'm delighted to have another interview with Sarah Turner. Hello to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
We're great today. Now, Sarah, you're an expert on copywriting and social media, being really compelling online. You've recently been to the online marketing show at Olympia. How was that?
It was fantastic, actually. Very busy this year. A lot of great people there, some good stands, and some very interesting seminars as well. So it was a good couple of days.
Well, let's talk about those, because there's some terrific stuff there that you can share with the listeners. I understand you've been learning a little bit more about online PR. This is very much your area of expertise. How would we define online PR?
Well, it was interesting that there was a great seminar by Lucy Freeborn, who's the creative director of PropellerNet. And she had this great story about a lot of people don't know what online PR is. I mean, a lot of the big players don't know what online PR is. And it's quite a confused marketplace out there right now. But she tries to define online PR as being quite different to offline PR with a different skill set. But online PR basically aims to improve a company's sort of, you know, search positions. It drives traffic to the website. It increases sales and increases brand awareness. And as I said, it's quite a lot of sort of different skill sets to offline PR. But good stuff from her.
How important is it to think about your target audience with online PR?
Yeah, I mean, as Lucy said, it's the thing you must consider before you start any kind of campaign. You really have to think about your target audience. What motivates your target audience, how much they spend, who do they trust, and where do they hang out? And not just online, where do they hang out, but where do they hang out offline? You really have to think about how you're going to reach those people, how you're going to target those people.
Did you get the feel that with the momentum that online media is getting, that traditional PR is dying out a little bit?
No, I don't think so. I mean, as Lucy said, it's important to blend the campaigns. Online PR is very much part of the marketing mix. It's not a standalone element of it. It's a part of the marketing mix, and it's easy to sort of blend it with your offline PR activities, your offline PR agency, events, your SEO activity from perhaps your web or SEO consultant. And it's important for someone to kind of be in charge of all those different elements and make sure they are blending together and they are integrating together.
I suppose one of the great things about being online is that you can track it. It's measurable, isn't it? Have you got an example for us about how this was working?
Yeah, I mean, one of the case studies Lucy mentioned that her company did was for Sovereign Holidays. And they had a real think about this. It's a very kind of high-end holiday company. And they really had to think about where the people they were trying to target are. And they sort of identified some sort of high-end websites, things like Mumsnet, where, you know, sort of kind of family holidays are discussed. And obviously, you know, children are a huge aspect of that. So they created they targeted sort of mums on Mumsnet and these other websites, and they got into conversations with them. They created a Facebook fan page where people could go on holiday, come back and talk about their experiences. And it's just such a fantastic, you know, sort of great testimonials, really. They sort of created a real kind of community around Sovereign Holidays. And they also created a Flickr page as well, the photo sharing site, so people could upload their photographs. And again, it's, you know, we all do it. We look at kind of the pictures from hotels and going, yeah, they're really nice, but what's it really like? Well, these people were coming back from these, you know, stunning holidays, uploading their pictures and people seeing what it really was like and really buying into that. So they kind of created a really fabulous community, and it was amazing PR. I mean, it just kind of got so many people on board, and it just, you know, attracted loads more people to Sovereign Holidays. It was a really successful campaign.
Well, just to finish that one off, can you give us then two or three tips to think about with online PR?
Yeah, I mean, as Lucy pointed out, you know, really don't underestimate the power of online PR. It's hugely, hugely powerful, and you know, companies really need to be thinking about harnessing that, really, and using online PR. She said, think about your return on your investment, and I think this is quite different from traditional PR. It's always been a bit of that kind of, yeah, it's really a bit fluffy PR. How can you judge what's working? How can you measure it? But with online PR, it's absolutely measurable. You know exactly who's you know, coming to your site, where they're coming from, what they've seen, what they're doing. It's really, really measurable. So you get a really good idea of your ROI. And also make sure your online and offline PR campaigns, you know, do work together. Don't kind of keep them separate, you know, just make sure they integrate and they do work together. So you're all kind of singing from the same hymn sheet, as they say. So
well, one of the challenges people have with the social media is getting loads of great content that actually meets the demands of the target audience. Did you pick up any tips on that?
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Cartwright from a company called Direct News, he talked about sort of this, you know, getting good content all the time. And a lot of companies, I find, really sort of think having their website is, you know, you kind of get the website live and then you just leave it for 5 years. And it's an ongoing process. Your website really should never be finished. You know, it's an ongoing process. You sort of get to one part and you kind of start again. And he was just saying about just constantly updating content, you know, just news releases, new product information, news, buying guides, having a blog on your website, forums, new images, video, audio, and just constantly, you know, he has some companies that literally have 3 pieces of new content per day. And that's great because Google loves that. Google just keeps coming back and saying, hey, you know, more new stuff. I better keep coming back to this site. And of course, your visitors keep coming back. If they know there's going to be new stuff on the site all the time, they'll keep coming back to see what you're saying. So it's important to constantly update your content.
What are some of the important things about creating rich content that people keep coming back to?
I think it differentiates you. It's you know, it just puts you ahead of the pack, if you like. It's like anything. If you have a store that you know it's going to have the same stuff in there every week that you go in, you just stop going. And with a website that's constantly being updated, you start to create a bit of a fan base. I mean, people will sign up to your newsletters or they'll sign up via RSS. They want to kind of see the stuff you're posting all the time and getting up on your website. So it really kind of sets you apart from your competitors. It's great, obviously, for search marketing. You know, as I said before, Google just keeps coming back and seeing what you're saying. And it's great, as I said, for customer engagement. Your clients, you know, your customers, your visitors, readers will buy into your brand and just keep coming back for more.
When you write content like this, is it important to be writing for the search engines or for the target audience?
No, absolutely. And this is what Daniel's really had a real strong point. He said, you know, he's asked this all the time. He said, absolutely do not write for the search engines. And a lot of companies still, you know, I must impress Google. No, don't. Impress your visitor, you know, impress your reader, impress your potential customer or client. They're the people you have to write to. And if you write great, fresh, new content for them, Google are going to love it anyway. But, you know, I see it all the time, people trying to, you know, try and trick the search engines and stuff it full of keywords. Really don't. And Daniel was quite sort of strong on that point. Said, write fresh content for the reader and Google will love it anyway.
I suppose this is not just about getting traffic. It's turning traffic into sales, isn't it? This whole e-commerce angle. And I suppose we can give people too many choices, can we?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a point made by Mike Anderson. Mike works for Web Marketplace Solutions, and they're sort of experts with online shopping sites, really kind of e-commerce sites. And he was saying how many, you know, visitors you lose. People, you drive traffic to the site, great PPC campaign. They arrive and they're like, oh my gosh, what next? And 50% go straight away. It's just too much choice. And he was pointing out quite a lot of sites. You know, you kind of do a bit of a search, and they return 74 pages, and people just will not click through. They'll get to the second or third page and give up. And he was like, you know, really, you know, people, human beings can't deal with too much choice. We like to have like just a few things to choose from. Give people loads of search options, you know, colours and sizes or length or whatever. So it kind of narrows it down to like 5 or 6, and we can just about cope with that. And he said, so just make it really easy for your customer to enjoy the online experience and just kind of lead them through the site to the sort of the purchasing page. He said, but so many, you know, sort of companies lose 50% of their potential clients straight away because the site's just too confusing.
Well, Sarah, this is fascinating stuff, and we'll pick a lot of this up in part 2. But for the moment, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rob.